You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 43. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we welcomed Emily Stolz to the show. She is actually a graduate assistant over at Northern Michigan University's marketing and communications office. So we actually started off talking about really what that means, being a graduate assistant over at Northern Michigan, really about her responsibilities and the team. But then, of course, in typical Higher Ed Social fashion, that spirals into a conversation about pop culture, how old Logan is, how Jackie's so young, and how I apparently have never seen any good movies.
We then talk about how we ended up doing social media in the first place and how social media can create lifelong friendships. We eventually talk about Emily's month-long social media campaign dedicated to helping first-generation students integrate into university life. It was a great show, and we hope you love it. So anyway, this computer is just being stupid. I don't know why, but hi, listeners. We had some technical difficulties.
We're here.
We're here. And we're here with Emily Stolz. Why don't you tell us about yourself, yes. Emily?
She can introduce herself, Logan. Gosh, be nice.
Well, I am a graduate assistant in the marketing communications office at Northern Michigan University. And that's where I'm getting my master's degree in higher education and student affairs. A lot of what I do in my assistantship is social media and working with our content management system, Drupal.
Woohoo! Go Drupal. Is that what you use, Logan?
No, we use the Hannon Hill content management system. So ours is a little more not Drupal and open source. but it works. It works. We enjoy using it. They're a good company. I think we've used them for quite a long time, so it's good stuff. But it's cool to have someone on the show that does the kinds of things that I do.
Woohoo! Hello. I'm on the show every week.
Oh, yes. Jackie also does.
I do the same thing.
Well, now you do.
Now I do. That is fair. But I was going to ask you, Emily, are you doing exclusively web content, or are you developing also?
Like developing?
Coding. Are you doing any coding?
Yeah.
No, I do not do any coding. I can do very basic SAD coding, but no, I do not do anything beyond that.
I also want to apologize to listeners because I still have my cough, so that might pop up every now and then. So
start losing listeners because of you, Logan.
I'm sorry.
That's super fun. What? How big is your team, Emily, that you work on? Are you like the only one looking at web content, or do you have like people with you? Like, what's up?
Well, I'm the only grad student. Right now they're in the process of hiring a new boss for me. So I had a boss named Lucy, and she moved over into academic advising. And so they're in the process of hiring something else. So right now our team is a little small, in terms of social media creation and, web content, but I mainly work with one full-time staff member, and a couple of students.
Wow. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Are they paid students? Are they student workers or are they volunteers?
Student workers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's I have one student worker, that helps me with social, and web, and video. And I also have, a team of like 15, like volunteers that help me too. So that's,
oh,
fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very envious of that. That's really cool.
We don't have any volunteers. The student that helps me the most, his name's Jamie, and she's actually a graphics student, and she runs our Snapchat. So that's how we got her involved in the rest of our social media platforms, which is absolutely fabulous, and she's so funny. So
that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so good, because sometimes I feel really old, even though I'm only 23.
Don't even say that, please.
Yeah, as us young folk, we're not allowed to say that, because Logan always feels old.
Yes, I'm the ripe young age of 34.
I was going to say, even though you're 34, 34 is not old. So Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. I've had people above me joke, "Hey Logan, aren't you getting a little old for the social media thing?"
I mean, I think it's good.
And it was a joke. It was a joke.
I think it's good to have students in the Snapchat world, but you have to have the right student because that could go very wrong very quickly. But the students are like in the field, quote, like they're on the ground. Like you're not really, you're around. I mean, you're a grad student, so you're around, but like it's different. It's so different.
Yeah, it's totally different. Our office is on the other side of campus, so we're not even really like in the middle of it all. So it's a little, it would be totally hard to get content for Snapchat. And make it seem real and not just like the people in the office overlooking everyone.
Yep.
That's the awesome thing. See, that's why I have my volunteers, is because they're all out and about campus. And we all communicate using Slack. So they're always on their phones, like sending me content, photos. I have like 4 or 5 of them like dedicated to just Instagram. So I call them the Instapod. And they go and they, well, we've made this joke before. I named my team Pod. The teams within the team are called Pods, after iPods because Apple. And it was the first thing that popped into my head. And apparently, it's a bad joke because Jackie told people to go onto my Facebook page and post if it was a bad joke, and I had like
and
people,
one person did.
Yeah, one person did.
Thanks, Matt, shout out to Matt Hertzberger.
But in any case, no, they go out and they have they go out and find the fun.
Storing your students inside of little like pods. Like I picture you like storing them in your office, like in a little pod, and then you like roll out the pod when you need it. It's a very bad visual that I'm having right now.
Well, you can have that visual. And it can stay in your
head. Matrix.
Right? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got.
Roll them around.
Right, and my large, like, what, spidery thing just kind of crawls down and pulls them out when they're ready to go.
Yes, is that what you had? Do you have, like, a claw? Like a gumball machine? And you just pick out which pods you need for the day?
The claw!
See, that's what happens. That's what happens once they've been spit out and they're floating in the water. We send the claw down and pull them up. Just
you're
like
so
Neo.
Kind, students.
See, I can make the Matrix references too, and you've never even watched the movie.
I've seen all three. Back it up. I've seen all three Matrix movies, even though there's a lot of movies I haven't seen, like any of the Star Wars or any of the Star Treks or whatever. But
you have seen.
Have I seen a Star Trek?
At least one Star Wars movie, I'm sure.
I think I've seen. No, I've seen one Star Wars movie. That's right, because I had a conversation about it once. It was
I don't
a very
know
long.
About Star Trek, but Star Wars, I'm pretty sure you told me you watched one.
I'm very far behind on like pop culture. So that's kind of what's going on. But back to actually having students. That's very cool that you get to work with students as well.
That's the best part of what we do, I think.
I love it. I love working with students. That's how I got into this field, was being the student, you know, that worked with the social media web person on my campus. And I was like, oh, this could be a job. Like, I didn't even think about this. You know, it's all these things that I like to do. And now here I am. So
see, back in my day, the social media didn't exist. So there weren't majors or internships or anything like that in social media. We had to figure things out for our own. We had to create our own online internet communities and forums and chat rooms and radio stations on Shoutcast. I mean, that those were the days, you know.
The wild, wild web, you know.
The wild, wild web, back when
that's
could,
true.
Back when we had MySpace and you could have that, you know, colorful unicorn animated GIF in the background.
Yep.
That gave everyone, you know.
The seizures. Probably. We talked a lot about MySpace last week.
Yeah, that was one of the. Those were the days. Were you around when the MySpace was around?
The MySpace. Yes,
did
I was.
Did
around.
You have a top 8?
Do you know what that means? Do we have to translate that for you?
No, I did technically have a MySpace, though it was secret, you know, classic high school.
Couldn't tell your parents about it?
No.
Oh, mind.
I was really good about it. Actually, they never found out I had a MySpace until like a year or two ago when I was like talking about it.
Love
it. I was like, oh, by the way.
By the way, I had a MySpace.
I remember that. Now I'm flashing back. Now, granted, my parents are probably like our number one listeners. So they're going to be like, Jackie. But like, there were so many websites. They probably knew about it too. Like, my parents are very quick with this. But there were so many like MySpaces and like the Xangas and the live journals that like I have. But I didn't want my parents to know because like, you're an angsty teenager. You just want to be like angst, angst, angst.
See, I did use those things, but I actually started out in like 2001 with my own like internet like forum community, and it like and we're all still friends, so it's still pretty awesome.
That's good though. That's fun. I don't think I have any like.
It's crazy to have friends that you've never met for 15 years.
See, I was never. That was never my like. My thing, like when MySpace, everyone started becoming friends with like random people. Yeah. That really scared me, and I never did that. The first time I actually started doing that kind of was Twitter, and that even was like I wouldn't really converse with people. It was just like, oh, I'd like follow you, but I never started like quote being friends with people on the internet, large quotes, until probably I became a professional, like a social media manager, and like I understood, you know, the power of the internet.
But what's really cool is just like to watch people and what they ended up doing. Like, one of my friends who had a really popular blog is like a bartender in Louisiana, which is cool and awesome. And then another one, which was just as popular, she's now the social media correspondent for the CBC. So that's kind of a thing.
That's cool.
And then, you know, it's just amazing when you have you see what people do, like with what they learned. Both are, you know, do stuff with people on the internet. They're both very social. They're both very active. Just one's in a different way than the other.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's cool.
Another one of my friends ended up it was Dave. He ended up a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. So it's just a lot of awesome. A lot of cool things. Yeah.
Now we can creep on everyone thanks to Facebook.
Well, to some extent, what people let us creep, you know?
That's true.
You know, what we are on the internet is not necessarily who we are in person. Except for me. I am totally me. I totally nerd out all over my Facebook
page. That is fair.
I mean, the last 4 or 5 posts have been about Star Wars, so.
I post a lot of pictures of my brother's dog, so I'm trying to get quite the following on her hashtag, but it's not really growing.
What's her hashtag? We can promote it.
Dirtbag Sasha.
That's adorable.
She's beautiful, but she gets in a lot of trouble, so that's how it kind of started.
Sounds like a certain kitten of mine.
You have a hashtag?
No, I should make one, but if I did, it probably would not be appropriate for this podcast.
Fine. I love. Well, what kind of dog is it?
She's a Siberian Husky.
Oh,
pretty. Mm-hmm. What color?
black and white, and she's blue eyes. Oh my! I'm surprised she hasn't wandered in here yet. Actually.
Oh, I hope that she does.
Do you Photoshop plaid hats on top of her head?
No.
Wait, I don't get that reference. Someone fill me in.
Well, scumbag, like the scumbag, like meme is. Like, whenever you're doing the scumbag meme, you put the little...
Oh, because of the scumbag thing. Got it.
Right.
I'm with you. She sounds gorgeous. Is she, like, super big? Aww,
oh, speaking of animals on the internet, okay? I just have a question. Yes,
this is important.
Have you guys ever heard of Doug the Pug?
This is sounding familiar.
Isn't he in the new Fall Out Boy video?
Maybe.
Was it Fall Out Boy? There's this new video... And it's all about this pug, and I'm pretty sure it's Doug the Pug. You should look it up. It's
I know Doug the Pug from he's friends with Boo the Cat, isn't he? Aren't they friends?
Never heard of that, but I'm pretty sure.
Crazy. Look it up. Someone look it up. I'm sure Logan's doing it already.
Yes, Doug the Pug is the pug from the Fall Out Boy video. Yes.
Wait, now I want to watch this video.
It's pretty fabulous, I'm not going to lie.
It's a music video or just like Fall Out Boy has
a
dog?
It's a music video. It's for their new song. I can't remember what it's
Irresistible.
Called. That's it. Oh, and
it features Demi Lovato.
Oh, maybe I won't watch it.
And Doug the Pug.
Yes, Doug the Pug is a Belmont dog.
No.
Yeah, one of our graduates, that's her dog.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can go on our Instagram and you can see him with our mascot. Yep.
I'm so jealous.
My favorite internet dog is Norbert. If you follow Norbert on Instagram, I don't know his actual title. He is a tiny little dog. I do not know what kind because I'm not very familiar with dog breeds, but his little tongue sticks out and he high fives and he's so cute and I love him and I want him. Hang on, I will find him. Norbert. Oh, it's Norbert the dog on Instagram, and he wears hats and high fives. I will show Emily and Logan, and I will share this image. Is that not the cutest? He is wearing a little baseball cap. He is the cutest. So you guys should all follow Norbert the dog because he's so cute.
You see Boo?
I follow
this cute Boo, so cute.
Boo is no longer with us, but he was very popular. When I think of a dog on the internet, I think of Boo. He is a I don't know what kind of dog he is, but he's really, really cute. I don't think he's around anymore. He is considered the world's cutest dog, though.
Aww. Well, now I'm just looking at animals on the internet. This is a problem. I've gone down the wormhole.
You're never gonna
So
get
I was
out.
Watching a trivia game, some game show the other day. I forgot, but it was a trivia type game show. And it asked the question, like, which is not true about Grumpy Cat? And I think the answers were, he's like an internet, or the cat is an internet sensation, is a spokescat for Friskies, or that Grumpy Cat is a male. And I thought that the false thing was that Grumpy Cat was not a spokescat for Friskies, and it turns out that no, Grumpy Cat was, and the answer is that Grumpy Cat is a male. Grumpy Cat
I'm
is
wrong.
A girl?
Boo is still with us. Sorry. Yeah, and Grumpy Cat
Grumpy
is...
Grumpy Cat is a girl.
I just learned this. Like, had no idea.
I'm sorry, great. Boo. I did not mean to think you were dead.
Oh, this just in. Boo's not dead.
Boo's not dead. Good.
But yeah, I had no idea that Grumpy Cat was a girl and also was a spokescat for Friskies. So my whole life has changed.
I thought about getting a Grumpy Cat, like, sticker for the back of my car, but I ended up getting Nyan Cat because... That's Pop-Tarts and rainbows. You can't go wrong.
That is a solid.
You really can't.
Huh. Well, my life has changed. Thanks, internet.
But it's cool to have a famous dog that we can sometimes say hi to.
Well, pretty soon Emily's going to have a famous dog because we're going to make her hashtag famous.
Oh, of course.
I really hope so.
So there you go. We will support you.
Thank you.
All six of our listeners are now aware of the hashtag.
I think we have 7 now.
We might have 7 or 8, maybe. Well, we gain a couple once we have new people on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And we always have my mom and my dad. They listen every week. Ding. So that's always good. So all other things, Emily. The reason why I contacted you initially is because I read your wonderful blog post.
Oh, thank you.
What do they call themselves now? The Essay Blog, Essay Pro, hashtag Essay Pro. Is that the series?
Emerging Essay Pro, I believe.
Yes.
Is the series. Essay Pro.
There's a series within the blog, within the hashtag. It's a lot of layers. But I read it, and I thought it was really cool. So if you want, we can talk about that, if you're still in.
Of course.
What's up?
For part of my master's program, we have to complete an internship. So, like I talked about in my post, I initially started working with Lina doing focus groups about first-generation students at Northern and what sort of resources they need. And then it kind of evolved because I got really into it and I really liked working with her and I really liked working with the different students I met. And so that turned into... setting up for my internship. So this past semester, I've been working with Lina and the student group called First Wildcats to kind of get it off the ground and start bringing awareness to first-generation students at Northern. And so part of that was putting on a First-Generation Awareness Month at Northern all throughout the month of November. And so that's really primarily kind of what I was talking about on the blog, just to kind of go over how it all happened.
That's awesome.
That's super cool. Mm-hmm.
How have people reacted to it?
All I've heard is good. It's so hard because there's so much of like a stigma around first generation that it's really hard to get people to come out and really to understand that they shouldn't be ashamed of it or that they should be proud of it because they should really be proud of being a first generation student, overcoming all that they've had. There's so much research on what holds first generation students from achieving in college. And it's everything from their social capital, to just the fact that they don't understand how everything works once they get there and they drop out because they can't handle the transition. Mm-hmm. So all of the feedback we've gotten is really good, but it's really hard to try and get people to come out because
right.
they don't want to identify themselves with it yet. So I think the longer it's around and the more that we get students involved with it, the better it will be. Mm-hmm. It's just always hard to start a new program.
Social media can be a very powerful tool as far as retention for students like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
because
true.
You can build those kind of communities just for them or with people, with just other, just the regular campus population, just to make them feel like really part of the community. Not just of the community of first generation students, but I mean, make them feel like they're no different than any other, you know, learner on campus.
Exactly. So
it's
because it's in all reality, they're not.
Right.
Yeah. I know in the future, in the next semester or two, we're going to start putting together a mentoring program. And I think that's really going to help
awesome.
To connect students with one another, from the moment they get to school. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of research on the fact that you lose half of your first generation students within the first year because they just don't stay because they just don't feel like it's where they need to be. And so if you can connect them with people on campus, they're more likely to stay and become absorbed into the community.
Right. And they do like that, sorry Jackie. I'll let you
keep
talk.
Cutting me off.
Go ahead.
I was trying to ask if there's any other resources for first generation students on campus or if this is really the first kind of thing that makes it sound like it's fluffy, but the first like real resource that is focused on them.
This is one of the first specific ones. We do have another program on campus. Now the name is escaping me. It's part of the TRIO programs, Student Support Services, which is aimed at helping low-income and minority students and first-generation students. But this is the first program on our campus specifically designed for first-generation students.
So exciting to be a part of. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's so great. Yay. Changing things. And it's only going to improve. And that mentorship program sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Logan's spacing out. Did I cut you off?
I'm just sitting here thinking where I fall. If I was a first-generation student, I'm not 100% sure what I consider myself. My mom didn't go to college. My dad went to college, but not till after, he wasn't a traditional student when he went. He started out vocationally working in industry and stuff, but he ended up getting getting degrees and stuff. I don't know. Does that make me a first? I never thought about it. But anyway.
I think it depends on the institution. For us, we're using the definition of if neither your parent or guardians achieved a bachelor's degree. But that's really because we want to help everyone. And so ours isn't as some definitions are about if only one of your parents achieved a bachelor's degree or associates, you're still technically first gen. So I think you could consider yourself in that community.
Now it makes sense that not a lot of people are coming out, you know, like Logan just had to think about it. How many years later, exactly. Oh, am I, you know, that makes that sense.
What's the definition? I guess it just depends on what you want to call it.
Something to think about.
Exactly. And so, when you're standing in the middle of an academic building and you're like, hi, come talk to us. If they're like, I don't know you. And that word sounds scary.
Right.
They're not really into it.
But at least you're trying. I mean, that's what matters, you know, to show students that you care to try. And I think that's what they really appreciate.
Yeah.
What other kind of social media campaigns have you done? Anything fun? Anything interesting lately?
Anything interesting lately? Let's see. We're starting a contest when we get back on Monday. Not tomorrow, a week from Monday, when the students get back, the best use of our Snapchat geofilter. Jamie, our Snapchat student, submitted a geofilter over the summer, and so it's on campus, and it's really awesome, and we want to get some more content so that we can encourage people to use it. A couple weeks ago, we did a emoji scavenger hunt.
That sounds fun.
So we picked 5 places on campus, and we used sets of three emojis to describe them. And then every day we would release a set of emojis, and we wanted people to send us snaps of the buildings that we were describing.
That's so fun.
That's fun.
Did you give out like prizes? Yeah, like what was the enticing for students?
We had these really awesome Be Wild, Stay Wild shirts that we had created for, I can't remember what we created them for, but we had some extras, so we got those and we gave them out. But,
oh my God, that's so fun.
That's pretty amazing.
That is so cute. I've never heard of anything like that. That's so adorable. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks. It was really fun to put together.
Yeah.
Julian and I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to make it hard, but like also how to make it easy enough that people would be interested in actually doing it.
And so students would get, how would you release the clues? Like on Snapchat?
On Snapchat and Twitter.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they would have the first three within 24 hours.
Okay. And the students had to submit through Snapchat.
Yep.
That's cool.
Fun. That is so fun. Oh my God. That's so cute. I love it.
That's a really awesome use of Snapchat. I haven't heard anyone use it any way other than
Sending stories. random stories and stuff. Are you guys doing a lot of stories? I'm sure with having a student, you guys are doing stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mainly based on stories. We do interact with students when they snap at us or like respond and see if we can use their snaps for anything. But it is mainly story based unless we're doing types of contests with it.
Mm-hmm. That's fun though. That's a nice way to get students interacting. Are you noticing like an upward trend of engagement, like with your stories, or is it kind of the same?
Yeah, it's always growing. We had a really big growth spurt right when it happened and right when school started. But we are over 1,100 followers right now, I think. Wow. And we're starting to actually get other people from other schools following us, which is really awesome. So like other university Snapchat accounts. So
that's fun.
It's hard. Cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fun once institutions start interacting. That's going to get a little crazy. Going to get a little bit crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's always fun to interact with another institution on Twitter. I enjoy
it. Yes.
I do it sometimes, that's for sure.
I don't get to do it that often, but when I do, it's fun. It's just not a reason to most of the time, unless it's sports. Sports is always a reason, I guess.
That's true.
But then it devolves into like trash talk, which you have to be very careful about. So,
Yeah, that can always skip down really fast.
Which you really don't want to do with the university account. So, sometimes it can be fun, but I've seen schools do it and have a lot of fun with it. I've seen University of Wisconsin Green Bay kind of joke with the mothership, University of Wisconsin sometimes. At Madison, so
that's fun though.
That's fun.
You're allowed to do that.
I guess since you're in the same system, it's okay.
Right. That's how it was when I was working in the New York State system. Like you kind of, it's kind of a, I don't want to say like a joke, but you can kind of like nudge other state schools because you all kind of are. It's like
one
your brother
SUNY.
Or sister, like bothering them, just kind of poking them. You can bug them.
Poke the bear, you know.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. Or when the state system came up with mascot madness. During like the March Madness season, and then basically it was like the battle of the social media managers because it was all about like getting votes for your school's mascot to win, you know, the tournament. And then all of a sudden, all the social media managers started kind of like bugging each other. I mean, I thought it was kind of fun, but for other people, it's really stressful because they get really into it. So I don't know. I thought it was a good time. It was something to do.
So what do you do for fun? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? This is actually going to be the right before Thanksgiving episode.
Thanksgiving episode.
Doing anything fun?
No, I think my grandma's coming over. We're going to eat ham and, just normal Thanksgiving things. So,
are you from that area? I didn't even ask you.
I actually am originally from Marquette.
Marquette.
Yes, Marquette, Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, on the shores of Lake Superior. So very, very far north.
I think Logan is probably mapping this, like Google mapping this right now.
I'm not in the Google mapping.
Yeah.
He tends to do that. No, but that's really cool.
I was thinking of Marquette, like
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yep. No, Michigan, definitely. I'm originally from Marquette. I grew up here. I got my undergrad from Northern, but what happened was I lived on campus. So it was like my going away to school was living on campus. So I lived in the halls for 2 years, and then I was an RA for 2 years. And then I was all gung-ho. I was totally going to go into housing and be an RD. And
weren't we all?
I know, right? It happens. And then
I actually was an RD.
Things happened. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things happened, and I ended up getting my grad assistantship in the marketing office. And, you know, I still have a really soft spot for housing. But this is totally so much better for me. It was so good to, like, reclaim my life and, like,
it's nice to not fill out incident reports all
the time. Yeah, and you're not on duty. You don't have a duty phone.
Mm-hmm. I love not answering my phone now. Nobody else likes it, but I really enjoy it.
Speak for yourself. As the head of social media for a university, I'm on call all the time. So
lovely.
Lovely.
I'm sure I'll be doing that soon. So
yeah, those are fun days, getting that email at 11 o'clock at night. What's going on in the Facebook group? I don't stuff.
Students being students.
Yeah.
The usual things.
Well, yeah. I think that's
the natural silence of the end of the show.
Possibly so, yes.
Sometimes it just naturally happens. Sometimes Logan has to cut me off. It's normally one of the two.
Thanks, Emily, for joining us this week. Listeners, don't forget to head down to higher-ed.social and get links to some of the things we talked today about, like the hashtag for the puppy dog. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast there or in iTunes or in Stitcher, because we're there now. And while you're in iTunes, by the way, give us some stars, because that actually helps us get more popular in the listings up there. So that'd be awesome if you could help us out with that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast. We love hearing from you there. If you want to be on the show, leave us a tweet. That would be great. So anyway, thanks for listening this week. We hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, unless you listen to this after Thanksgiving, in which Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah's before that. Have a great winter solstice. Holiday season. Hopefully you don't get buried in snow.
We won't be buried in snow here.
Not in Tennessee, you won't. Nope. Don't brag about it. Thanks for listening.